Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, who is our Maker. From Hebrews. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We join to sing, Morning Has Broken. So we join together to pray. Let us pray. We strive to reach you, God, our Maker. We strive to understand you, God, our Saviour. We strive to contain you, God, the essence of life itself, and you slip through our grasp. For you are above, beyond, within all things. It is you who reaches to us. It is you who understands us. It is you who shapes and empowers us. And we look at heaven and count the stars. Forgive us for lacking faith and lacking trust in you, and putting our faith instead in the things that we have. The things we can count, the things we can measure. God, come to us in places where we least expect you. May we be surprised by your grace. God, who comes in the unexpected, speak to us at this time of worship, and in the worship that we offer day by day, in the lives that we live, that all of it would be to your glory. Lord, we pray. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven,
Good morning. Oh, I didn't even have to ask. That's good. Right, now today we're going to think about things that we treasure. Okay, the things that we own, our possessions. Now, what sort of things do you own? What belongs to you? Do you have any toys? You have no toys? Is that true? No. Your mother says you've got loads of toys. Have you got phones? You've got phones. You've got a bigger TV than that? Wow. That TV's bigger than my lounge. We all have lots of things, don't we? We have toys, we have phones, we have houses. Some of us have cars. Does anyone have a PlayStation? Do you have a PlayStation? Yeah, yeah. I'm going to ask for a picture to go up on the screen. And this is what some people put their possessions on. A mule, can you see? It's loaded up with possessions. I don't quite know what's inside. It's a mule. I don't know what's inside, but it's loaded up. And what I need to do today is I need someone to offer to be my mule. So is anyone going to offer to carry something for me? Matilda. Bron, can you just come and hold the microphone?
Right.
Matilda. Come on, Matilda. Have you come?
Let's load you up. Come stand over here. Can you hold that for me, please? And also, let's... I have a pet elephant, so you can hold
one on this side, it might be easier.
Hold my elephant. You all right? And you okay under there? Can you walk round? Can you, because we're going on a little journey. Can you do that? Very good. You did well, but then it just got a little bit too heavy, didn't it? If we load ourselves up with stuff and things that belong to us, we can sometimes limit our lives. Our things and the things that we own are not the most important thing in life. And that's what you're going to be learning about today. But first we're going to have a prayer and then we're going to sing. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to listen to the prayer very carefully. And then if you agree with it at the end, you can join with the Messy Church Amen, which starts on the ground, do you remember? And winds its way up to say Amen, okay? So let's pray together. Are you listening? Heavenly Father, we're sorry that sometimes we forget about you and we think about our stuff, our toys, our phones, our PlayStations, our homes, our cars, our clothes. Help us to remember that following you is more important than owning things. And your gift of love lasts forever. Amen. You didn't do it. Let's try that again. If there's any Messy Church volunteers in church today, I want to see them doing it as well. Ready? Amen! Let's sing, O Lord, all the world belongs to you.
Thank you.
See you later. Clear off.
Bring all that stuff.
No. Thank you. Just, isn't that great? You come to church and there's a bit of screen competitive telly envy going on. My telly's bigger than your telly. Oh, no. Especially when you're going to preach on sitting lightly to possessions like I'm about. So this passage which we're about to hear comes from Jesus' meditation about the birds of the air, the lilies of the field. You know that? Yeah, more than that. Tells the disciples not to worry about what they're going to wear, but that they are to be people who aspire, who strive to God's kingdom. Don't be afraid. Alan Oscroft will read this passage to us.
The reading is from Luke 12, verses 32 to 40. Riches in heaven. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father is pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell all your belongings and give the money to the poor. Provide for yourselves purses that don't wear out, and save your riches in heaven, where they will never decrease, because no thief can get to them and no moth can destroy them. For your heart will always be where your riches are. Watchful servants, be ready for whatever comes, dressed for action and with your lamps lit, like the servants who are waiting for their master to come back from a wedding feast. When he comes and knocks, they will open the door for him at once. How happy are those servants whose master finds them awake and ready when he returns. I tell you, he will take off his coat, ask them to sit down, and will wait on them. How happy they are if he finds them ready, even if he should come at midnight or even later. And you can be sure that if the owner of the house knew the time when the thief would come, he would not let the thief break into his house. And you too must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you are not expecting him.
Thanks, Alan. So the question for each of us is, what is your treasure? What is the most important thing in your life? Or better, what is it that you use to help you to set the goals for your life as you live it day by day? And have you ever stopped to consider and to have a look at your assumptions for how you actually live your life day by day? Christian people have different principles from those who are around us. Often they look the same, and often they are the same, and then we come to a fork in the road. The path divides, and we are called to go a different way. And to take it on the stage, what would happen if this treasure was taken away from you? And more, how do you cope with the fear that it might be taken away from you? So family is the centre of... What's the centre of your life? Oh, family is the centre of my life. Okay. How do you cope with the fear of illness and death? Not only for yourself, but for those that you love. How do you cope with that? What's the centre of your life? My job is the centre of my life, okay? How do you cope with the fear of retirement and redundancy? Helping people is the centre of my life. Okay. How do you cope with extreme old age? How do you cope with incapacity? What is your treasure? Jesus makes it clear that the right answer is to say, I am. Not I am, but he is. Jesus is the center. That means to take our possessions lightly. And it means if Jesus is the center, there will be movement. Because we don't follow a statue, we don't follow a set of rules, we follow something that's on the move. He might not change, but our understanding of him changes. And we need to be ready to move, to shift, to go. So Jesus says, do not be afraid. Which is easy said, but hard to do, because living with that low level of fear is a crippling thing. And one of the ways, and people manage it in a range of different ways. Some of people manage it by taking the pills. And if it gets to such a pitch that you need the pills, you take the pills. And there's no shame in that. If you need the pills, you take the pills. But if we're talking about just a low mood, that all-pervasive fear in a manageable way, some people manage it by keeping life small. I won't follow my dreams. I don't live and well think so. I'll just keep it safe and I'll keep it small. That's how I'll do it. Or some people manage their fear by keeping it rigid. And we meet people like that in churches. People who manage the fear by keeping it rigid and trying to keep it safe. But life has a habit of pushing us over. Because that's how life is. So this week, for example, I was talking to a family where life was just going along swimmingly. Life was fine. And then an event happens and everything changes. And that is how life is. And some people think that life is about smoothness, and then every now and then you get a bit of an explosion. And I want to say to you, that is nonsense. Life is explosion, 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 explosion. And that is how life is. You might get a bit of a minute in between, but basically, it's the rough. The rough is how it is. The change, the movement, that is how life is. And what we need to do is empower ourselves so that we can live with the change and the movement as it goes on. And we, Christian people, follow our understanding of God is of God who hangs on a cross in Jesus. And as we gather at the table, we remember the one for whom life exploded. But also the one who is present with us through the Spirit. To many people, if you said, well, actually, if you really got down to have a really, really deep conversation with them, and you got to the point where they could be really, really honest with you, what treasure is, what's your treasure? Actually, really, my treasure is, how can I have an easy life? And that includes people in churches. Jesus says, get ready, because you're always going to be on the move. Get cracking, he says. Go, for there are places to move to. Okay, so what does that mean? The gospel isn't just for those who are in Rio, for the athletes. The gospel is something for us too. If Jesus calls us to action, calls us to be, what does it mean? Go. Ready to spread the good news? So are you brave enough to smile at that person who you can see needs a human being to be gracious to them on this day? Are you brave enough to smile? Are you brave enough to tell the person about, no, sir, I can't come on, I can't meet you Sunday morning because I'm going to church. You go to church. Are you brave enough? Could you give away anything that you owned? Could you give away some of your possessions? Could you actually? Because you know your possessions are not where your ultimate security is going to come from. Could you reach out in love and sustain friendship with another human being because they need it? So ready to move and ready to leave ease. Could you be ready to move in your thinking? To leave behind the way that you've always thought about something, to be developing your thinking? To put the time and the energy into challenging yourself and your thinking and be moving in that way. Because I would say to you that in the world of God, if you ever get to the place where you think, right, that's it, I'm sitting here, man, are you in trouble. If we're in the world of God, there's always more to know. There's always more to know. It's one of the great things. It's one of the really irritating things too, but there's always more to know. So we need to have a confidence, not in our desire for a smooth and an easy life, but the fact that God will be with us when we surf the waves, because the waves are what life is. So I am in my nursing home, and I move my attention from my knee, which is excruciatingly painful, and I move my attention to my visitor. I am in my middle years, and I read something, and I move in my thinking. And I am in my youth, and I move my attention from my own self to wonder what God wants me to do with my life. We are called to do our best and to leave the rest to God. We gain nothing by our anxiety. We are called to work for things that will last forever. We are called to pull up our skirts and get ready to run. All of us, even those of us who wear trousers. Let us be still, and then we will pray. Beware the thief who comes to steal goodwill and fill the gap with cynicism. Beware the thief who comes to steal generosity and fill the gap with greed. Pray for those who have little. pray for those who have much. The thief comes to steal hospitality and fill the gap with prejudice. Pray for those who have the maturity to respond to the needs of others out of love. Pray for those seeking refuge. Pray for those seeking a home. The thief comes to steal hope and fill the gap with despair. Lord, we trust in your promises. We pray for those that we know whose situation is desperate. Lord our God, may we trust that you will protect us, that you will be with us in the storms that are what life is, and that our strength will come not through our possessions, not through our attempts to avoid the struggle, but our strength will come from you. Because you, our God, will be with us. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. We offer bread and wine to help us to remember Jesus, who gave himself for us. We offer money to help us to remember that we respond with the lives that we live. Amen. Join to sing, "Just As I Am Without One Plea." 3, 6, 4. We believe that this is the Lord's table and it does not belong to us. All of us are guests at this table. So the way that it works within this United Reformed Church is, one, everybody's welcome. And two, when you get the bread, please take a moment and then eat it. And then when you get the wine, hold it, and we're all going to drink together. And for those of us who have issues with alcohol, the good news is there's no alcohol in this wine. And for those of us who've issues with wheat and gluten, within these rather attractive little fish, you will find some bread that is for you. People of God, come to this table. Know that you are welcome here. People of God, gather at this table, knowing that what is on offer comes with God's blessing as a sign that God loves you. Approach this table with caution if you think you have bought a ticket to be here. If you come thinking that God owes you something, approach this table with caution if you are choosy about who you eat with. For everyone is welcome at this table. Come to be fed. Come to have our deepest hungers met. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he sat at supper with his disciples, and while they were eating, he took a piece of bread, said a blessing, broke it, and gave it to them with the words, "This is my body, it is broken for you. Do this to remember me." Later, he took a cup of wine, saying, "This cup is God's new covenant, sealed with my blood. Drink from it, all of you, to remember me." So now, following the example and the commandment, we take this bread and this wine, the ordinary things of the world, which Christ has made special. And as he offered a prayer of thanks, so do we. Let us pray. God, who has showered good gifts on us, we offer thanks for faith, for homes, for places to be, for those that we live life with, for the gift of Jesus, that life may have meaning, for the gift of food, that life may be sustained, for the gift of a place to be, that we may have a context, for the gift of family and friends, that we may share and love. May the bread that will be broken challenge our orderliness, our attempts to package life, contain and manage it. We pray for those who are physically hungry, those who are hungry for meaning in their lives, for friendship, for love. May the wine that has been poured out challenge our measured discipleship, which ponders how little we can get away with, miserly in love and mean in giving, and yet a symbol for us of you hanging on a cross. As we eat and drink, may remember those with whom we have been united at this table in times past and who are now part of the eternal community of the saints, and our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. and across Kingston. Pour out your Holy Spirit on these gifts and us who will receive, that we may discern you, surprising God. Lord, we pray. Amen. A prayer of thanks. And bread broken, and a symbol that he offered himself. The body of Christ.
Wine, symbol of blood that will be shed.
Thank you.
So let us pray. God, who is in places that we don't expect, may we be surprised by your grace. God, who is in faces that we least expect, may we recognize you. God, who comes at times when we least expect, may we know you when our emotions are overtaken. God, who surprises us in bread and wine and in life itself, help us to be ready and waiting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Strengthen for service, Lord, the hands that have touched holy things. 461. So may God grant to us lives to live for the sake of others, purses that will not wear out with giving, and treasure in heaven that cannot be exhausted. Amen.